welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the executive director of the City of Milwaukee Housing Authority, none other than Mr. Willie Hines. You know, Willie, before we went to break, you said that there are 32,000 short, 32,000 units. And I look at a place like Parkland. If you haven't seen the Parkland redevelopment, I suggest people, if they ever get to Milwaukee and get a chance to go to 60th and Silver Spring, is that where it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Westlawn.
Westlawn. Oh, yeah, Westlawn.
On 60th and Silver Spring, that's
60th
correct, yeah.
And Silver Spring. And I don't know, that's got to be one of the largest units I know in the state, but maybe in the country, huh?
Yeah, well, it's definitely the largest in the state. And let me tell you what we've done. And for those who will get the opportunity to go there, we really transformed an aging housing development site that was built, like I said, in the 40s, mid-40s or so. And they just became very obsolete. And we were fortunate enough to, and so what HUD did was made available a Choice Neighborhood Initiative grant that allowed for other housing authorities throughout the entire country to bid for those fundings. Hackam was successful. It was a $30 million grant, and we were able to then leverage those resources with other dollars in the surrounding area from the state, from the city, from the banks, was able to transform that footprint. And we were able to leverage significant amount of resources transforming the entire area. And so despite while we were doing that, and we went from about 450 or 60 or so units, as we reconfigured, add street grids, it increased to 900 or so more units. We were able to double it. However, even with doing that, the challenge for affordable housing is still great in the broader Milwaukee area. And the reason it is because the wages haven't really increased. And tax credits, the federal government and WEDA has been very, very kind to the city of Milwaukee. And we're very thankful that we were able to earn those dollars by our performance. But despite the great task that we're doing at Choice Neighborhood Initiative grant, which is on Silver Spring, there still remain significant challenges, which then means there are great opportunities to continue to build the city of Milwaukee and the surrounding community.
So that had to be at least $100 million investment or more, huh?
Well, it was done in two phases. The east phase was 64th Street to 60th Street, and that was done with emergency tax credit dollars due to a floodplain and other issues in the area. That had occurred about 12 or so years ago. And we then were finally able to finish the other side, which is the east west side, 64th to 68th Street. Silver String is the northernmost boundary south. It was hundreds of thousands worth of economic development that went into those areas. And again, it was by tax credit, federal government. It was by tax credits. And then it was by other states. PNC Bank has been a key role in helping us to transform that neighborhood. And then what we've also did in the area is that we recognize that, again, people generally build bricks and mortar and build housing, but we realize that it's much, much more than
that. Yeah, you built a community.
We built a community. And so we do housing, people, education, and neighborhood. So that's the foundational pillar of the Westlawn neighborhood development.
You know, the business, a vibrant business community is there too. And so it's able to be sustained. Am I right?
Yeah, that is true. Obviously, when there's a lot of residents in a given area or you have people, I mean, they're going to need services. And so just north of Silver Spring is a commercial corridor that we too have partnered with WIBIC, Wisconsin Women Business Initiative Corporation, to help, and the city of Milwaukee for facade improvements and other investments in the business and the commercial corridor that's just north of Silver Spring as well. Because when we think in terms of a true community, it's the people, but it's also the business owners and the providers of services to a given area, and that's what makes a true neighborhood successful.
So let's also talk about, because you have properties all over the city, and you know, all over the city, especially in an area that I think people will be amazed to understand who don't know anything about it, and that's the old where Freddie Brown grew up.
Hillside.
So for people who may not understand, that redevelopment of the Bucks area has been moving towards that area. And from what I understand, there had been, you know, some opportunity. People wanted to try to purchase the Hillside because the development that is taking place downtown Milwaukee is moving in that direction. And they wanted to somehow, I guess, purchase Hillside. And you guys steadfastly said no. Why? Well, there's an opportunity to make a lot of money. Why would you not say no?
Well, first of all, when development occurs, it's vitally important to ensure that it is not at the expense of the existing residents. But you want to make certain that existing residents have the opportunity to be beneficiary as well. I mean, if they were able to ride it out during the hard times, they definitely should be a part of the successes as things began to improve. And so our thought is always how do we create maybe a better product while simultaneously serving the same population. And that is how we've dealt with all of our developments previously, which is the case with Westlawn. And as we wrap up Westlawn within the next year or two, we're going to have to look at where we'll go. Hillside has clearly been a site that we were examining. We've been in conversation with residents and surrounding stakeholders. And if we are able to secure resources, we definitely will began to put a facelift on Hillside, which may include the demolition of some and building on existing properties. But it will be in partnership with the residents, and because it's HUD property as well, right? So a lot of times when development occurs, people are concerned about regentrification, and that's valid in one context or another. And I don't want to have that discussion because it does help with potentiality of economic growth, allowing people to buy homes and sell their homes and then go to a bigger house or buy a business or a car or do something else to build their economic base, because the house is really the largest asset that most people will own. So when they buy your house, you still have the opportunity to do something great. In Hillside, because it's owned by the federal government, they get first rights of refusal, the residents. And we can't sell it outright. There's so many hoops and loops, and we never would want to do that. All of our leadership has always done development to ensure the success of our residents. And so, as development happens in that area, the hotel is going up, McKinley and Sixth Street, by the Bucks Arena, Beiser Forum, Deer District. They're going to be putting the museum over there. And, of course, we can't let all of that economic development and growth occur and see the facelift of a neighborhood around you while we do nothing to Hillside. And so we are committed to investigating and putting our best foot forward to ensure that our residents, as development occurs around them, can also look and live in a nice, pretty property and be a part of the growth of a neighborhood, and to do so in tandem to what's happening and not at their expense.
So can I get you to hang on? We've got to go to a break. On the line, the executive director of, and you know I almost was going to say Hillside.
Well, that's a part of it as well. That's where I was born.
The City of Milwaukee Housing Authority, none other than Mr. Willie Hines. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.